Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We're going to continue on in a message I've been sharing from the Song of Solomon, the sixth chapter, where the Lord says, "Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me," speaking of the bride. And we've been sharing the beautiful, sacred response of the Lord Jesus whenever we come to Him and look into His face and look to Him in repentance for our sins, looking to Him for salvation, not just the initial saving of our soul, but that word encompasses all the needs we have, any rescuing, any delivering. He is our complete Redeemer on every level. When we look to Him in prayer, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ear is open to their cry. And as we grow in our love for Him, we will look to Him as our provider, Jehovah Jireh. No one else can be the source of the true source of our supply and blessings. And we can rest in Him. There's a rest unto the people of God. And we need to have a sacred longing for His appearing, His presence in our own lives, with a passionate desire for a personal revelation of Himself to us by His Spirit. And then, of course, most of all, to have a yearning for His second coming. And by all the signs of what's happening in the world today, it's not going to be long. Revelation 22 and 20 says, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Oh, beloved, I pray that you will get a glimpse of the power that a spiritual son and daughter has with Jesus. Oh, the power of the bride with her bridegroom. Think of that. When a man is in love, he denies his bride nothing. And Jesus has done that for us. He's given Himself all that He has. We're joint heirs with Christ. What more could He have done? And the only thing that would cause us to lower our eyes from the Lord is sin or doubt. He said, "Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me." What a sacred expression of the vulnerability of the heart of the Lord. Well, we have shared in just a small measure that Jesus, as He looks at His church, has overcome His heart. But now we need to understand that if the church would look more at Jesus, He's looking at us, if we would look at Him more, we would overcome the world more. We would be more effective. We would be a greater witness. To overcome the Lord, of course, is a greater thing. And when this is done, beloved, after we have entered into that beautiful, holy love relationship with our spiritual bridegroom, then we may go forth conquering and to conquer everything less than our matchless Lord. Beloved, Jesus reigns over all. The Lord taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And you know, just as I said that, I got a revelation. We have always, at least I have always prayed that as a prayer, "Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Rather, we can claim that as a declaration, your will be done emphatically. It is going to be done. The enemies of the Lord will be put to shame. He will destroy them by the sharp two-edged sword that goes out of His mouth. Hallelujah. Psalm 101 and 3 says, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eye. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me." Beloved, the church is being called into a walk of holiness. So such as we have never done before. I was talking with a friend recently, and you know, for example, the things I could have done, 10 years ago, I'm not able to do that now. And I'm not talking about anything that was sin, but just there's a walk of holiness and of sanctification that God brings us into as we mature in Him. When the eyes of the bride are fully set on Jesus, then, beloved, she will overcome. And this is the secret of strength, looking to Jesus. Hear what Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." 1 John 5 and 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." In the Gospel of Matthew, the 15th chapter, there's a story of a Canaanitish woman, and she came to Jesus because her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. But the scripture says, "But he answered her not a word." And what was the disciples' response? They told him to send her away because she was crying after them. And then he declared, "I'm not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel." On the surface, it sounds like he was refusing her, denying her. But listen to this. What did she do? She persisted. She worshiped him and said, "Lord, help me. It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." He's still waiting to see how much will she persist. And then she answers this amazing statement. She says, "Truth, Lord. Yes, Lord, you're right. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And then this is where he was headed. He says, "Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And he seems to surrender at discretion. But he was conquered, beloved, by the faith which he himself had put into her heart. Now, faith is the eye of the soul, beloved. And here is an instance of the eyes of faith overcoming the Lord. He was persuaded by faith. We can't vanquish the Lord by the works of our hands. We certainly can't impress him with the eloquence of our speech. Psalm 147 and 10 says, "He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man," the strength of a man, basically. But, beloved, you can win the victory, and I can win the victory by the pleading of our eyes, those eyes which, as the Song of Solomon says, are as dove's eyes that see afar into the spiritual realm, eyes not myopically focused on the immediate natural world, but the eyes of the Spirit, the eyes of true faith, the eyes that can see being seated next to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and to be able to know that we are already seated in heavenly places. Oh, help us, Holy Spirit, to whom our eyes owe their sight. Give us a vision, Lord, of Jesus. Let us be so overcome by the beauty and by the majesty of our Savior that everything else will pale in comparison. Oh, Lord, give us a vision of Jesus. Let us see with eyes that the scales of unbelief, the scales of doubt have been removed, that we might see the glory of our heavenly bridegroom. Lord, on the Mount of Transfiguration, you had Peter, James, and John, and for a few moments, you were transfigured. You metamorphized, if you will, into the risen Christ of glory, where you were exceedingly bright, and Peter was just overwhelmed. He didn't know what to do. He's like, "Well, let's see, maybe we can make some tabernacles here for you and Elijah and Moses," as the Lord Jesus spoke with them. And a voice out of that cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." And beloved, our eyes and our ears need to be so attuned to the voice of the Spirit. There's another scripture I'd like to share with you in John, the 12th chapter, verse 21. And the word says there, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus." Beloved, the world is looking for someone to help it. They don't know where the answers are. They're looking for a Messiah. Many don't know it. Many are lost and confused and in despair, but they're hungry and they're ready, and some to their own damnation will accept the false Messiah, the Antichrist, but only those who have seen Jesus, only those whom the Lord looks upon lovingly as his own, can invite the hungry to the wedding supper of the Lamb and say, "Come." Oh, beloved, the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." We need to reevaluate our opinion of ourselves, beloved. An old Scottish saint was on his deathbed, and someone asked him, "Have you a glimpse of Christ now that you are dying?" And he raised himself up on his bed, and he made the emphatic reply, "I'll have none of your glimpses now that I'm dying, since that I have had a full look at Christ these 40 years gone." Oh, beloved, we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, I do cause your eyes to be unveiled to see, to have the scales removed from your eyes, that you can see with a clarity, that you can see with a focus and with a brilliance that you have not beheld yet in the Spirit up until this time. I would unveil Christ to you in his glory," says the Father. "I would cause you to see my beloved Son, who has ransomed you and redeemed you, and who is with you by the precious Holy Spirit, and he shall teach you things to come. He shall show you the mysteries of the Word of God. He shall reveal to you the things which are yet appointed for your life and for this world. Faint not, but trust in me, for I hold your hand. I love you and cause you to know that you are mine," says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I'm so stirred in my heart because I'm going to be praying that more and more we can understand the love that God has for us on an emotional level. Our minds affirm it. We know it. We read it in the Word. But that we can receive it deep in our heart and soul, the love that he has for us. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We will be praying for you. I'll be praying for you. I'll be looking for your letter. The announcer will give our contact information. I thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see what the Lord has next time when we gather together. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.